Liz Crowder on her shenanigan shit. And if she filed any police reports up here?
I had so many filed. I don't remember seeing one.
I know. Have you ever had somebody file so many in a short period?
What would she file something down for?
That's ridiculous. It's,
I'll go look. I let's put it like this way. Ain't nobody filed nothing on you. How about that?
Surprised. Money's back involved.
There's been no reports because I read them all weekend, so you're not having mentioned anything.
They wanted to call me. They made, like, I haven't even seen my child this year. You know, I called you about that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Liz. I haven't gone out there. I think I've done a pretty damn responsible thing.
Yeah.
Considering, you know, most fathers would probably take additional steps.
Right.
After 7 months. And she, once again, you know, she admitted back in 2017 that it was all political. She sent my owner an email saying, let's drop everything. He stopped his political, you know, his. And then, sure enough, that same weekend, she sent that email and I got Lydia back. That was when she tried to assert that, that I molested myself. And that's when CPS came out the first time.
Right.
Categorically dismissed it. A year later, she put fake rape charges on me, or put a fake rape accusation against me. All of that spells out 1985, federal conspiracy to remove civil rights.
Right.
I mean, when you conspire with another to ultimately a fake rape charge, fake molestation charge, that's conspiring to remove somebody's civil rights.
I thought y'all handled that up on a grant, wasn't that done?
It's still going on. They keep on putting in contingencies. Okay. And I see now why they're doing it. Because they're trying to stack something against me. That's not even the case because I've avoided it. I would love to get my daughter back. The only reason I haven't filed anything in Chancery Court yet is because my wife's grandmother has a broken arm. We may be staying there a little bit longer to help her. I don't want to file anything until we have a place of our own.
Yeah,
we're taking care of her, and, you know, whenever I do it, I want to be able to, you know, go for full custody because of what all she's done, all the fake allegations.
Right.
I mean, she is literally, she was a key part to everything.
Well, she ain't found nothing up here, lady.
I'm surprised. I mean, if she's filed something.
In fact, since your last public record request, that was the last time anybody, I think you've called me before she hit. You know, you've asked her.
It's just to ask, follow up on.
Right. You like, you know, email or when me and you talked.
April 1st, sent an officer out there to do a welfare check. But that was also, I think that was warranted after 3 months. You know,
absolutely. If you ain't seen your kid and worried about him, I mean, there's no time limit on that.
Yeah.
Just make sure she's okay. I get you that. Yeah.
It's going to be.
Last time I read a report her name mentioned was. You asked us to go after.
I shouldn't have to just deal with enough. I'm under a world of stress as it is. And then just out of left field. This is the stuff I've had to put up with.
Right.
For.
We would get, you need to get with. I don't know how you do about that. Child protective services is what you get to see your kid. That's hard not to be able to see a child.
The thing is, they said it's a chancery issue. And that's the thing that sucks, is until the courts actually change it to where, just like if you're in contempt of something, how you can get arrested, held in contempt, until they change it for that, unfortunately, you have to pay to take them to court, haul them in there for contempt, and, you know, generally the first two or three times, they don't do anything, just slap on the wrist. And meanwhile, there's all this time that I've lost that I can never get back.
No, you can't do that.
So,
you can't do that.
I ask you, when I went in there, that dumb camera right there beside the
ring. Left, right when you walk in there?
No, like right past the lobby. There's the visitation, and then there's that, I guess,
going
evidence room.
Going to the jail?
Yeah, going to the jail, and then to the left, there's like the evidence room or whatever, and then there's that dumb camera. How long you had that?
We just added them when I put that outside. Go in there and look right there. we put a money machine in. We had to put commissary, you know, used to, before I came, you paid cash. Well, I got rid of that so that anybody said we put money stuff. And we put those cameras in there.
I got you. I got you.
So they've been pretty recent.
They looked old.
As far as I know, that's good. Now, there may be another one back there that goes to the jail. I got the direction. I'll look at
these. I got you. I got you. I'm just trying to, you know, trying to type all these sins.
I get you. Absolutely. I understand. I understand what you're doing.
Still crickets out of the Tannehill camp. You know, that's some sick bullshit right there, Joey. Like, how is it that in light of, and I know you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty,
right?
Especially if your last name is Tannehill, you're definitely innocent until a whirlwind proof comes down the gutter. But how in the hell does he get does he get appointed?
Oh, the Mississippi I saw that in the paper. I don't know. To investigate lawyers, right? Complaints or something?
Yeah,
I saw that.
When? Yes,
the Eagle.
When there's no way any of this stuff would have happened without his involvement. No way. It wouldn't. There's no possible way it could have all happened without his direct involvement in it. What are those?
Durangos?
No, I know, but they're different. Low profile lights.
Oh, yeah, they're brand new. We just put them on the road.
They look like they're...
They'll be striped up.
They look like a New World Order. like UN vehicles or something.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's just what comes with them. We got five or six. Just put them on the road. Yeah. These were supposed to be on the road in around February due to the COVID. How long is that going to be around?
I think November 3rd. November 3rd. I think
it'll be done then.
It's 10 years down the road if America is even still here. Is even like it's definitely not going to be the same. But if it's even still here and hasn't devoured itself by then, it's going to be. I guarantee it's going to be looked back on as the biggest hoax played on America. Because I mean, why is it all of a sudden people that are not worried about the life of a baby that you know 20 million abortions in a year but they're worried. They're not worried about the kids. The kids don't have to wear a face mask, but the adults do. They turn nursing homes into.
I think it's just a way to vote. Mail in voting.
I think it is. Well, no, and even further, what I really truly think it's about is I think it's about you know Trump was the best jobs president. I think he turned around the unemployment, and after the impeachment trial fell through. I think that was a way to shutter the economy, to make the unemployment rate go sky high, and even worse, to fill the balloon that's going to burst in our economy. There's no doubt about it. It's going to burst. You can't keep giving money out like that. And it's got to be backed by something. So when that bursts, then it's going to be, you got Soros. All those trying to, we're one of the only ones outside of the UN trying to push for us to, this is the most crucial election.
I agree. All right, I'm getting ahead and see my boy. He's picking up football. No, no one's fouled. Doesn't matter. If they do, I'll let you know.
Let me know, please.
I will.
And, I don't know, is there...
Have you been out there for a week, sir? Get your attorney.
I've been following my own motions. I don't think you've been reading this. They've been explicit.
Are you filing them up here though with chances?
No, I'm filing them. No, I filed it with
Circuit.
With Circuit.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's
I knew you filed one with have a wave from all I knew.
Yeah, I had a rehearing, and then Judge Luther prejudicially denied my motion for hearing. Oh, hey, look at him! D- Yeah, he so he looked at all the evidence, okay? Because I was trying to find direction on what to do. And I sent it to Kathy, his court secretary, and she passed it on to him. He passed word back to her after reviewing everything that I would need to file a post-conviction relief. Didn't have an attorney, so I filed my own post-conviction relief. Had five meritorious points in it, which, you know, the Supreme Court has granted, you know, has overturned. He denied it 2 weeks later, and didn't really give any kind of reason for it. Wouldn't give me an evidentiary here. So I filed a motion to recuse. Because it was Judge Kent Smith that was actually assigned to my case. He came in and made calls for Judge Smith when he already had all the... I filed another motion since that, so I've got three motions that are open right now.
I gotta look at that. I ain't seen one.
Oh, there's three motions that are open. The last one that I just did was, I've got to redo the motion or the Rule 59 hearing, but I thought it was pretty good. If I can overturn this thing, I want to go to law school.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's not no street attorney type of, you know it all. Like I've read everything. I anything I need to do, I learn how to do it myself. So I don't have to.
You're a witty guy, there's no doubt. You're resourceful.
I just need to get my. I know that pins you between a. I know it pins you in a difficult spot because it's, you know, you got your guys here that you're responsible for. So you want to look out for them. I got my rights that I got to look out for.
And do you think?
I'm not trying to cause it.
You got to take care of yourself too.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm not trying to. The majority of the officers you got here, great people. But I do know that you've got some bad apples in your leadership that are going to end up tarnishing the others. I feel like.
I'll work on that. Be careful.
All right, Joe.